السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته، حضرة مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Saturday morning. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and Afa with Afiyat, and Allah accept all the khidmat of deen you are doing and making, inshaAllah Aziz. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa ana salim kareem. Ameen, ameen. Jazakallahu khairan to our technician, Brother Junaid Khan. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 20th of Shawwal 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 45, Suratul Jathiyah, and verses number 22, 23, and 24. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informed us, chapter number 45, and verses 23 and 24. So that is what we are discussing today, insha'Allah. So from the ruku, وَخَلَقَ اللَّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ بِالْحَقِّ. And He, Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, created the heavens and the earth, the celestial creation, and the terrestrial creation, بِالْحَقِّ, truthfully. Who created the planets, the stars, the moon, the sun, the clouds? Everything Almighty Allah created, the land, the sand, the forest, the lakes, the oceans. So He, Almighty Allah, is the exclusive Khaliq and Creator, the exclusive Malik and Owner, bilhaqi, truthfully. That if the sun had to come nearer, we all should be roasted and toasted. وَلِتُجْزَى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ. Every person will be rewarded according to his actions or her actions. Every person will be punished according to his or her deeds and actions. وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. And they will not be dealt with unjustly. So that is what we need to realize, chapter 45 and verse number 22. Now we come to verse 23. This is human being. 8 billion plus people on the world, in the earth today, but 7 billion plus are gone astray. Look at your traffic light, your robot, and what do you see there? You see green, you see orange, and you see red. So just look at it and analyze it. The green is revelation, direct from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Go, 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 practice on it, propagate on it, propagate it, and teach and preach it. That is the best, we have to share it with the rest. So green, revelation, Quran, Sharif, Sunnah, Mubarakah. The orange, our aqal, our intelligence. So when there's a conflict between reason and revelation, then always revelation must be given preference, because that is supra-logical. And then you come to red, and that is our worms, fancies and desires. So today human being cannot find peace. Why? Because 90%, 80% want to follow their worms, fancies and desires. And I told you on several occasions the word Hawa. Hawa in Arabic means to go lower, lower, lower. Oh human being, you are the masterpiece of Almighty Allah's creation. But when we become the slaves of our worms, fancies and desires, then we degrade ourselves, we relegate ourselves, to the level of worse than animals also. أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ. They are like animals, nay, they even worse than animals. ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. We return them to the lowest of the lowest of the lowest. The animal does not go to its same gender. But those so-called academia, these so-called, remember, intelligentsia, today they are the people promoting the gay business and the lesbian and abortion and prostitution and all these haram actions in all religions. So what do we see? That they are inviting the wrath and the anger of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So when there is a conflict between our warm fancies and desires and your intellect, then give your preference to your intelligence. You know that you got diabetes, so your desires will tell you, just take it, man, what you're worrying. Enjoy yourself. So one moment's enjoyment, and then suffering for the whole week and the whole month and maybe the whole year. So then our brains, our intelligence should be intervening at that time. So keep everything in its proper perspective, then you will find true peace and justice on this earth. أَفَرَأَيْتَ أَخْبِرْنِي. You inform me. مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى. The person who has taken his God, his deity, and remember that he's going to worship إِلَاهَهُ, that he makes it his God, his desires, his whims and fancies. So you see today, capitalism, socialism, Zionism, every ism, democracy included, is satanic in Islam, and we have to reject it. AK 255 is Ayatul Kursi, chapter 2, verse 255. Quri, chapter 2, verse 256. فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ. Whosoever rejects every taghuti system, so all that's the dimension and every ism is taghut, we must reject it and believe in Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and all the articles of faith. فَقَدِ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْهُثْقَى. Then you are holding on firmly to the rope of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. لَنْ فِصَامَ لَهَا. Allah ki rassi toot nahi sakti. Allah ki rassi chhoot sakti hai. This rope of Almighty Allah can never snap. But when we release the grip, then it will go away. So that is where we are today. So these people come as PhDs. These people come with highly qualified, you understand, credentials. Allah says, your knowledge means nothing. وَأَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ وَلَا عِلْمٌ. Almighty Allah leads them astray, notwithstanding the knowledge they have, the so-called knowledge, one should say. So there you see people, they say we Muslim, but they're rejecting the Sunnah. They say we Quraniyun. So such people who reject Hadith, what Muslim? They are out of the fold of Islam. You ask the Arab rulers, you Muslim, they'll say 100%. But they're helping America, Israel to kill Muslims. So what Muslim they are? Pakka haramis and murtads. So there are 100 examples you can give. وَخَتَمَ عَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِ. And he, Almighty Allah, seals their faculty of hearing. وَقَلْبِهِ. Their faculty of understanding, their hearts are sealed. وَجَعَلَ عَلَىٰ بَصَرِهِ غِشَاوًا. Almighty Allah places a veil and a curtain on their vision and sight. فَمَنْ يَهَدِيهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ اللَّهِ. So who will give them guidance besides Almighty Allah? So nobody after Allah, nobody can give us guidance. That is why when we're reading now Fajr Salat, any Salat and Namaz and prayer, priority number one, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Oh Allah, Jalla Wala, you lead us, you guide us to the straight path. See, أَفَلَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. Why don't you take the advices and admonishment of human being? Million, billion, trillion, zillion people came before you. Either they followed the path of Rahman, the path of Allah, and then eternal success. Or either they followed the path of Shaitan and Lucifer, and eternal doom and gloom and the hellfire. The choice is yours. Think about it. What are you doing? Some people want to be fence-sitters. When you sit on the fence, you are guilty of committing a major offense. Razi rahe Rahman bi, khush rahe Shaitan bi. Saudi Arabia, MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan, the harami alayhi la'natullah. So you must remember now he has a big jol, a big party, and Al-Ula yesterday, the Mubarak day of Jumu'ah, and today, and then tomorrow the Grand Prix. So go make Umrah and then come check the Grand Prix. Go dance a little bit there. So Razi Rahe Rahman bi, Khush Rahe Shaitan bi. So remember that Allah Ta'ala is teaching us that I will never ever be pleased with that. Shaitan will be pleased. You must enter into Islam in its entirety. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu dkhulu fi silmi kafa. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Never follow in the footsteps of Shaitan and Lucifer. إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. Today's human being, why are they so humiliated, disgraced? The Americans, the Europeans, the Israelis, the Zionists, the Jutlas, the Haramis, the Arab leaders, Muslim leaders, why? This is their mentality and attitude. وَقَالُوا, they said, مَا هِيَ إِلَّا حَيَاتُنَا الدُّنْيَا. There's nothing, only this worldly life. نَمُوتُ وَنَحْيَا. We will die, we live. Finish, end of the story then. وَمَا يُهْلِكُنَا إِلَّا الدَّهَرُ. Nothing destroys us except time. So Allah does not feature at all in their attitude and behavior and their belief structure. They say time is everything. They reject the oneness, majesty, authority, sovereignty of Almighty Allah. These are the secularists. They want a godless society. They want the one world order. They want a cashless society. And they want to put implants within us. So the whole lot of us become zombies. Allah forbid. Allah says, the world can say they are intelligent. Allah says, وَمَا لَهُمْ بِذَٰلِكَ مِنْ عِلْمٍ. They don't have any knowledge. Nothing. They don't have any knowledge of the Quran Sharif, of the Sunnah, of the Revelation. The real knowledge which brings you closer and nearer to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, which brings you nearer to Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The real knowledge which brings you closer to Islam. So that is the knowledge. The rest what they are studying, all that is a shaitaniyat, in whom illa yazunnoon. The rest of what they are doing is but speculation and just conjecture and guesswork. See how beautifully Allah has explained to us, what is your child studying? Now is holiday, Easter holiday. He says, I want Easter eggs, I want hot cross buns. You as a parent go buy all that. So who is guilty, I'm asking you? You send your children to non-Muslim institutions and then they learn kufr and shirk and so forth. The name is Bilal, but Bilal thinks just like Bali. The name is Maryam, but Maryam thinks just like Mary, the non-Muslim. So who is to blame for all that? We should be very, very clear on all these issues. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today, 20th Shawwal, 1446. More than 50 people martyred last night, yesterday in Gaza al-Mubarakah. May Allah decimate, destroy the Zionists and the Jewish entity called Israel. May Almighty Allah decimate, destroy America, their handlers, and the European countries and Britain, who are supplying them all the army for the arms and ammunition, and the Arab leaders giving them bases and so forth and money and material support. Allahumma alayka bil yahudi zalimin wa man walahum. Allahumma sallit alayhim kalban min kilabik. Allahumma arina ajayib qudratik. Allahumma shattid shamlahum. Allahumma dammir diyarahum. Allahumma khalif bayna qulubihim wa sufufihim ya rabbal alameen. Bibi Netanyahu, Netanyahu, the harami, the war criminal, has a mortal fear of Trump. He fears Trump is going to humiliate him as he humiliated Zelensky there in the White House, in the Oval Office. Hamas says, we are prepared to give you all the hostages and the war and have a permanent ceasefire and release all our prisoners. Isn't that a fair, distinct agreement? But they want the war to go on. So war is big business, you see that? and they're going to lose sooner or later. And you can see that Trump is already considered as one of the worst presidents in the history of America, and Netanyahu is considered as a war criminal according to his own people as well. See what Izzu Man Tasha, what Zillu Man Tasha. There's a harami, there's a murderer, Minister of Security in Israel. His name Ben-Gvir. He's got an American visa. He thought he's going to conquer America. Allah disgraced him already. He's supposed to have 3 lectures there in America. Public lectures. Ben-Gvir's trip to Brooklyn is cancelled. You see that? They say you got blood on your hands. You are a murderer and you are a killer of the Palestinians, and therefore we cancel your program. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Allah disgraces whoever he wants. Allah gives honor to who he wants. Our brothers Yahya Sinwar, Ismail Haniya, Dr. Abdul Aziz Rantisi, our founder of Hamas, Sheikh Ahmad Yasin, Nawarallahu Marqadahu. Allah grant them all Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Each one of them a martyr, and yet the world knows who is the real terrorist, Israel and its haramis. See ye now. This is nothing to do with us, but it's the news item you should know. There you must remember in Moldova near Russia, not far from there, right? A bishop marshal. So now they don't want to allow him to board the plane to go for Easter there to Jerusalem and to go there to the holy city and so forth during Easter. Who is guilty? America. Who is guilty? Israel. So imagine that's how they treat you Christians. But you Christians cannot open your eyes. You start boot-licking them, and you're licking their front side and back side, if I'll tell you, straight on your face. So where the hell is your brains, you Christians? You need to wake up and stand with the Muslims and call them out, that the real terrorists and murderers and occupiers are these people, the Zionists and the Jews. Listen to what the Jerusalem Post says, you Salafi scholars, you scholars for dollars. Yesterday I challenged one of them also. So you must remember, Jerusalem Post says, for Saudi Arabia to normalize ties with Israel will be very beneficial for Riyadh. You see that? And they got MBS yesterday in the lead, as the leader, the de facto leader. Yesterday, Abdullah Awad Juhani, at least, he said, Allahumma alayka bil Yahudi zalimin. He used the word Yahud, but he must take the name of the king and MBS, you see that. I sent it out yesterday on Twitter and on Telegram and all the groups. Saudi Arabia is giving bases to America, to Israel, all of them. America, Israel are the same, you must remember that, so that they can attack Yemen, and they're refueling there in Saudi Arabia. That is your Saudi Arabia. 101 times I told you, not Khadimul Haramain Sharifain. They are not serving the interests of the holy cities of Makkah, Mukarrama, Medina, Munawwara, and our holy places. They Khainul Haramain Sharifain. They are traitors to Islam and to Muslims and to Makkah and Medina. You Salafis, hang your heads in shame. You sold your Iman for the dollars, remember that. Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Ahmed. People will sell their religion for the material wealth, and that's what you have done. See China, Ching Chong Tingaling, what they did. China dumps $23 billion, de-dollarization. You want to play? We play. They're giving Trump such a headache, he doesn't know what to do. He thought that he will be dictating to the world, and now he's destroying America. He'll destroy Israel and all his Arab and pot dictators. In Pakistan, very good. Our Mujahideen, our Muslims who got some ghaira, who got some self-respect and self-esteem. 20 plus attacks on KFC plants and branches there in Pakistan. And 170 of them are now arrested. They say this KFC is a symbol of America and Israel. We will damage it. We will destroy it. We will boycott it. we say KFC, McDonald's, and the Starbucks and what have you, all haram, Burger King and whole lot, all of them supporting Israel. Trump to fire Paul. So Paul is the guy who's in charge of the finances and so forth. He say he's taking too long to adjust the interest. So he's waging war against the universities. JT waging war against the judges. Waging war against the banks. So how can you run a government like that, waging war against its own governors and so forth? U.S. to walk away from Russia, Ukraine, if within a week or so a deal is not done. Trump says you are a bunch of fools, he's calling them. Putin will remember that, remember. U.S. withdrawing troops from Syria. Get out, who told you to come there in the first place? So get out from there, foot sack from there, you Americans and you Jutlas. Listen to this one here. China has got missiles. So this missile's name is Iskander. In our Mehman people, you will hear many a time a person's name is what? Sikandar. So Sikandar is shortcut for Iskander. And now Iskander went to China. And then they named it, they named their missiles Iskander. So Ukraine is saying that China is supplying Iskander and Sikandar missiles to Russia. Then China say, you go to hell, we are neutral. Obviously they are lying. 189 people on trial in Istanbul. Remember, Erdogan also plays a double game, just like Qatar and all of them. Sometimes in favor of Palestine, sometimes in favor of Israel. All sitting on the fence, haramis, if you ask me. Ford, you know the vehicle Ford? To halt, remember that exporting cars there to China, you must remember, because the tariffs China has put upon them. So big problem for America there. Qaiser Eid, he is the tenpot dictator, murtad there in Tunisia. So 40 people on trial, and the opposition leader Ghannouchi, I met him. He's in jail for almost 2 years, you must remember that. So this is how. Pakka murtads, that's what the West wants, you must remember. Put the true Muslims in jail and then oppress the people. 80,000 Afghans already expelled from Pakistan. Pakistan government, choro ki hukumat, forge big chore hai. The government are crooks and the army also are crooks in Pakistan. So 80,000 Afghan people, they expelled and deported from Pakistan. From when? From April 1. So imagine tomorrow is April 20, today is April 19. So in this plus minus 3 weeks, there are 80,000 people. Imagine that these youngsters, children, never even saw Afghanistan in their life, but they have to play the tune of America because Taliban gave America a good thrashing and so forth. Modi and Musk, M&M, they are in bilateral talks regarding technology and so forth. I wonder if Modi really knows what's going on there. South African news, ANC, shame on you. BMW and Volvo closing several dealerships. They're closing their garages and their dealerships. South Africa is turning out to be a disaster. Four lions escaped already from Kruger Park. You guys in Komati and Nelspruit, and there you must remember in all these places around there. So you better be careful. Lions are patrolling and paroling on there, walking around. So you see, that is South Africa, you must remember. Accidents on the increase already, and during the Easter and this holiday year and so forth. The GNU is almost on the verge of collapse if they don't sort out this VAT mess, you must remember. Yesterday they sent to me somebody, you understand, they said the shaitan, you must understand this, all you esteemed listeners of radio, or all of you of Radio Ansar International, and all of you of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, this is compulsory upon you, and you must send out this message. Whatever I say, we don't edit anything. We send it out as it is, so we don't have to bother with anybody. What is the truth must be spoken. We don't curry favor. Any person, any organization, any politician, or any government for that matter. So there's a character coming to South Africa, Umar Suleiman. He's a pakka murtad. You heard what I said? He's a murtad. Why is a murtad? He is pro-gay. He marches with the gay guys. He marches with all these people in America and so forth to show me I am not a fundamentalist Muslim and so forth and so on. So now, yeah, in South Africa, some Maulvis are going to host him and so forth next week. You see that? These Maulvis are the same ones who went to court to close the masjid. These are the same ones who can't say publicly Shias and Khomeini and Makafir and non-Muslim. These are the same ones who can't say MBS is Murtad bin Shaitan publicly. Sell out traitors to Islam. You must remember that's what they are. Now they're going to host this Umar Suleiman. And imagine they want to charge, you must remember, 25,000 to have dinner and meals with him and all these type of things. Now I'm asking you, a gay, a promoter of gay, and you Maulvis invite him, what does that tell us about your iman and so forth? Hang your heads in shame, man. Yesterday, a very, very reliable person came to me and said, it is alleged that one of their financial guys in the same organization that he swindled millions and millions of public money. You all know about Amanat. You all know about Mabrur. And this is the last next one, you understand, a Maulvi of them swindling millions and so forth. Hang your heads in shame, man. My fatwa is very clear. We can never read Salat behind you. You all are traitors to Islam and to the Muslims. May Almighty Allah save us from the scholars for dollars and the ulama esu who are worse than Dajjal. Our programs today, inshallah, 7 to 9, will be Maulana Khalid Yaqub, inshallah. 1 to 1:30, 1:35 today will be after Zohar Azan, my lecture yesterday in Roshni. Allah reward my brother Ahmed Abdi of Somaliland. Allah reward Hafiz Riyaz Sharif, my connection there, and all the imams and trustees of Masjid Usman. Jazakallahu khairan, barakallahu fiqh to you. Tonight, 6 to 8, will be brother Suleiman Esop. Would not be right, inshallah. Make dua for us, make dua for the ummah, and make dua we never ever get sympathetic with these gay guys and their supporters. Inna akhwafa ma akhafu ala ummati amila amala qawmi lutin. Authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif. One of the things Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I fear for you, O Ummah, is you will be involved in sodomy, in gay business and homosexuality and support them. Do you see that? So we're witnessing this in front of our eyes by Maulvis. Can you believe that some Maulvis? Allah protect us. Wallahu al-musta'an wa ilallahi al-mushtaka. Wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. Ma Salim, we have to have 13, 15 minutes. Let's fire up, inshallah.
Hisab, my husband is impotent. Can I ask for an annulment of my marriage?
That's an important question if your husband is impotent, you know. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So, bichara, he went up past 6. Now, we must know why he went up past 6. Now, if he's 80, 90, 100 years old, then now what you want now? Then finish now, he gave you his life. But if the guy is 30, 40 and all that and he can't perform, he's not interested in anything, then go to the ulama and apply for a fasakh and annulment of marriage. That this guy is not trying any medication, he's not prepared to go to the urologist and anything. He wants to remain half past 6. Now, how can I stay here? I'm a lady. I have my desires and my passion and lust and so forth. So go to your jamiats in whom you have confidence, or imams and maulanas and that. I don't get involved in these things there. Yeah? So I just tell you, go there and so forth. So Allah protect us. Remember, some guys are too active and other guys are half past 6, you understand? Allah protect us. You know the dua? Yesterday, one old Baji day in Roshni told me, I learned the dua from you. I say, which one? Say, Allahumma hassin farji. Allahumma, our beloved Allah, hassin, fortify and protect. Farji, my private part. Authentic hadith in Mustad Ahmad. Read it, young and old.
Sir, a homosexual passes away, will his janaza namaz be performed?
Remember, if a person is gay, homosexual, involved in sodomy activities and so forth, there are two, three scenarios. One is that he is promoting it, like this Umar Suleiman and them. He marches with them and all that, then he's murtad out of the fold of Islam. And you must remember that in cases like this, you can't read janazah, salat, nothing for them, that he's sympathizing with them. And he say, like today you find these characters, you say, no, me, I got many, many homosexual friends. Although I'm not homosexual, so what are you trying to do? You are trying to be sympathetic with them and trying to promote them. So people like that, murtad straight away also. So remember, people like that, we can't read janazah, salat, nothing. One is the guy says that it is his weakness that he drink all these things here. He knows it's haram, it is his weakness. So then he's a Muslim, he must make tawbah immediately and abstain from this terrible, horrible action of sodomy, homosexuality, gay brigade. It's worse than fornication and adultery, remember that. So his janazah, salat will be read. Third one is a guy who is masturul hal. We don't know his condition. Some people say he's homo, he's gay, he's involved in sodomy. But we don't have real evidence. It's a rumor. So cases like that, you will read the Salatul Janazah.
Mufti Saab, why does Janazah Salah have only four takbir and salam and no other posture?
Islam is based on Tawheed. What is our greatest, greatest belief? La ilaha illallah. La ma'buda bihaqqin illallah. Truly, we do not worship anybody, anything but Him. Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Then Muhammadur Rasulullah and Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was, is, will always be the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah. He demonstrated physically, practically to us that how must we practice Islam. Hadith Bukhari Sharif, Swallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli, perform your salat like I perform it. See, Fajr time now, the Imam is in front, the congregation is at the back, there's nothing in front of the Imam. So therefore it's called mihrab, the semicircle, the niche and so forth. So you're fighting Satan, fighting your desires, fighting society. In janazah salat, I'm the imam. So my father's mayit is in front, janazah is in front. My mother is there in front, my brother is in front. And for real, I perform their janazah salat. So in Islam, we will not have ruku. We will not have sajda. We will not bow down. We will not make sajda and prostrate. لَن نَجْجُدَ لِأَحَدٍ إِلَّا اللَّهِ لَن نَرْكَعَ لِأَحَدٍ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. We don't bow down to anybody, dead or alive. We don't prostrate to anybody, dead or alive. We prostrate and we bow down only, solely, exclusively to Him. Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Al-Imam Shafi'i Rahimahullah, the genius he was. Somebody asked him, why is the mayyid placed in front of the Imam? He said, you never read the Quran Sharif. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا صَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Chapter number 2, verses 155, 156, 157. So when a person's father, mother, somebody near, dear passed away, so like my brother-in-law passed away, 95 years old, so you know, so Ahmed Mota, Thursday afternoon he passed away, Thursday night was janazah. So anyway, I didn't go, and then my wife and her nephew and them went, they flew yesterday and they came back yesterday evening. So anyway, the point I'm making that, so now the janazah is placed in front. So we say, Inna lillah wa inna raji'un. Ya Allah, you gave us this gift. We will relish and cherish it for the remainder of our lives. But now when you give a gift, I meet Mo Salim Karim in Durban or Ladysmith, then I give him a kitab or a pen. So now I'll give it to him face to face. Ya Allah, we're returning this amanat, this trust which you entrusted us with. We pray, place him in front, and you take, Ya Allah, Inna Lillah, We return to Allah and unto Allah. We belong to you and unto Him is the return. When we exercise patience and restraint, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. So those are the people, Allah Ta'ala's blessings is upon them, Allah Ta'ala's mercy is upon them. They are the ones, you must remember, are the rightly guided ones. Chapter number 2, verses 155, 156, 157. I challenge any Jutla, any Christian, any Hindu, any Kafir, Shia, Aga Khani, bring anything of yours, whether it is burial or prayer or what, and let's juxtapose it with Islam. You will always find Islam is the best, and we want to share it with the rest. See how much they have to pay for their coffin. See already they'll end up in Jahannam and the hellfire cremating and so forth. So Islam gives us the natural way. We came from the soil and we go back to the soil. So that is Islam, remember that.
Mufti Sahib, is becoming a tradition once nikah takes place. The wife is sent after 1 month, 3 months, Mufti Sahib. Is this sunnah or is this correct?
The last place I had to give a nikah talk, so I asked him, my nephew, Muhammad Ridwan, you know, he's the Maulana now, day in Furqan, day in Houghton, you see, 25 years, this is his 25th year. I started my career in media, he started there. So his son got married 2 weeks ago, you see. Talha, mashallah, Hafiz Talha. So I asked him, Hafiz Talha, are you taking same time delivery or you got lay-by business? He said, no, same time. I said, no, that's right, what I like, you see. So anyway, you must remember that if you take same time, that is highly encouraged. But sometimes halat are such. You just get married, you went for proposal, and they accepted, and they say, perform the nikah. Now, both parties are not really ready to stay with one another. So they say, give us 1 week, 1 month, 2 months, and prepare everything. So you can understand in these type of things. But to delay, delay is not good, you must remember. And sometimes they say, no, let's make the nikah. Why? At least they can start speaking and meeting and sleeping also. You as the father-in-law, mother-in-law, you can't prevent your son-in-law and tell him you can't come here to my daughter. It's no more your daughter only. She is his wife. And the husband has more rights than over her than her parents, her biological parents. Authentic hadith in Mustadrak Hakim, inna a'zama an-nasi haqqan 'ala al-mar'a zawjuha. The person who has the greatest rights over the lady after she gets married is her husband. Inna a'zama an-nasi haqqan 'ala rajul ummuhu. Whether you married, not married, the person who has the greatest rights over you is your beloved mother. She has more rights over you than your own wife. So we should know all these things here. So therefore, it is permissible but not encouraged. We should try and get married immediately and they should start loving immediately. Chapter 2, verse 187. Hunna libasul lakum wa antum libasul lahun. There's something called body heat. I'm not speaking of the medication body heat. I'm speaking when you embrace your wife, you embrace your husband, and then the chemistry starts, you see that? So that body heat brings a lot of joy. When not only the bodies meet and the hearts meet, then there's unity of thought. Then you go through the turbulence in the plane. You go through all the waves in the ocean. And you go through all the potholes in South Africa. So that is the beauty of marriage, O Muslim.
Mufti Sahib, when it comes to performing nikah, is it a sunnat after performing nikah that Wudu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to throw chuhara to the congregation? And why is this sunnat not followed?
Remember, let's just crystallize this question. Half the people won't even understand the words you use, Maulana. So what Maulana is saying, or the person sent in the question, is this. That in time of Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba, when a nikah was performed, they would take the dates and they would throw it in the air. And whoever received it would take it and so forth. Today, that time never had all that big musallas and expensive this. Today you throw that, it will fall on a trustee's head. and it will mess the musallas, and people will be walking, trampling on the khajur and so forth. So practice on the sunnah and just put it in a tray and give out. You must remember the dates. So that's an easy way. Write down this, ulama students, the practice of throwing the dates, 100% sunnah, open Musnad Ahmad, that is called nushra. Nushra means to scatter, you understood? So that sunnah is very good, but we must also be practical and all that. Just now you brought that 10 kilos, 20 kilos and throw it, start falling on people's head and all that. And you're messing the musallas and all that, polluting the masjid. So many issues, you know. So just put it on the tray and let people take the dates. So that's excellent, inshallah. So in this way, you can still practice on nushra. And inshallah, revive the sunnah of Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam and become the beloved of Almighty Allah, and your sins get forgiven. Yuhbibkumullah wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. Chapter 3, verse 31.
To solve the last question, what dua must I make to have and have a good wife?
So, mashallah, read every day 2 rakat salat. And the same thing for a lady who wants a good husband. So we can't address one side and neglect the other. And read the dua. Read now with me. I'll read it twice. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun. Oh, beloved Allah, grant us as spouses. People who translate it as wives is incorrect translation. So, ya Allah, that grant us as spouses. So the male and female must read. Wa dhurriyatina, such progeny, such children, boys, girls, whatever it is. Qurrata a'yun, they must be the coolness of the eyes. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu was asked, what is the meaning of qurrata a'yun? Ta'ankoki tandak, he said, kulluhum fi ta'atillah. Husband looks at the wife, she's up for tahajjud. Wife looks at the husband, he's up for tahajjud, making dua, reading Quran. When they look at their children, and inward is busy with something good, you know, then they doing exercise with the intention of jihad, they're learning their surahs, and they are playing also together, and with love and unity, and so forth. Rabbana ablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun. And you timers, old people like me, you married 20, 30, 40, 50 years, we also must read it. Chapter 2, verse 102, Satan, Lucifer, Shaitan, one of his greatest aims. Chapter 2, verse 102, يُفَرِّقُونَ بِهِ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَزَوْجِهِ. He wants to cause separation, talaq, between husband and wife. So always read that and read, Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadud. Ya Allah, you are the creator of love. And Ya Allah, Allama Alif بَيْنَ قُلُوبِنَا. Bring about ulfa, mahabba, mawadda, love within us, O beloved Allah. Tomorrow morning, no program with Ma Salim Kareem. Allah Ta'ala reward Maulana, Appa, so much sacrifice they make. So they also have to rest, you know. And Junaid Mota has to also rest. The jinnats are getting tired. He comes here 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. So Monday we will start again, inshallah, 4 o'clock. And tomorrow afternoon will be Q&A, 2 to 4, with Hafiz Wadi and myself. Inshallah, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.